Hello, and welcome to the Heavenbound Podcast. My name is Jason Harden. I'm here with Roger Schaus, and we're opening the Bible in search of fuel for your spiritual journey. This is where we talk about life, the way it was meant to be, and what it means to be a disciple of Jesus in the 21st century. Thanks for joining us on the journey. Roger, it's Friday. We're returning to the namesake of our podcast, Heaven Bound. And we have been here in February on a series that we've called Flat Tires.
What we've been doing as we kicked off this podcast back in January, we talked about this idea of a journey toward heaven. We are people that are heaven bound. Heaven is our destination. It's our goal. It's where we want to be. Bound is how we get there. And so we started off in January by talking about this idea or illustration of a car and how you've got to have the right fuel and you've got to have the right temperature within the car and how you've got to have all the elements within that to go the right direction to make your trip. And as we have developed that, talking about the intake and the outtake and all those things within us to help us grow to become Christians, the month of February, we've been focusing on things that kind of get us off that journey, to kind of sidetrack us. And again, using that illustration of a journey or a car trip, a flat tire. Flat tire can just ruin your trip. And so what we've talked about so far is the idea of being hurt by other Christians, being hurt by other people in general, and how we need to have the idea of forgiveness within our hearts. That can be a flat tire, can just get us off the track that God wants us to be on. Then last time we talked about keeping the right attitude in a toxic world. The world can be very hostile, particularly at work and at school. And in that environment, it can just get us off where we should be with our right attitude with God. We can be thinking negative thoughts and we can participate in things that are wrong. Lord willing, next week, we're going to talk about there are times when I don't take things too seriously. And I ought to, but I just don't. But today, what we want to look at is there are times I just don't feel like doing what I should do. And I think that's a common problem a lot of folks have, not just spiritually, but in life itself. I just don't feel like going to school. How many parents hear that from their children? I don't feel like going to work today. And there are times when we may not feel like doing the very things that God wants us to do.
Just staying right there with that flat tire idea, I would describe that as being deflated, right? My spirit, my heart is just not in it. What do I do as a disciple of Jesus when I just don't feel like it? One of the passages of Scripture that came to my mind as I was thinking about that is in Philippians chapter 2. Philippians is such an encouraging book, full of so much joy. But in Philippians 2, Paul talks about the importance of getting to work, staying at work, but also realizing who the real strength and fuel is. He says in Philippians 2 verse 12, "Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only as in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for," and notice what he says here, "it is God who works in you both to will and to work for his good pleasure." We've described this entire idea as a journey. We are not there yet. We are bound. It is a work in progress. And that is exactly how God is described in Philippians 2. God is at work in us. God is at work not only equipping and inspiring us to work for his good pleasure, but he's also working on our wills.
And what this is about, it's not so much a knowledge issue. We know what we need to do. We just don't feel like doing it. And as a result, we put our feelings before our faith. And if we feel like doing something, we will. If we don't, we won't. I don't feel like going to services, so I don't. I don't feel like apologizing, so I won't. I don't feel like forgiving, so I don't. And with that kind of flat tire spirit, what happens is our feelings drives the car rather than our faith. And that can get us in all kinds of trouble with God. Because when we look in our scriptures, when we see the life of a disciple of Jesus, we see it takes diligence. It takes effort. And sometimes the easy way is not always the best way. It takes effort to lose weight. It takes effort to finish your degree. It takes effort to save money. The easy thing to do is sometimes not the best thing to do. And so what we're looking at in this discussion here is having the right spirit, the passion, the want to do what God wants us to do. And oftentimes we confuse this and we think, well, it's just a matter of knowing. If I only taught somebody something, then they would do it. Oftentimes they know what to do. They just don't feel like it.
There at the start of Philippians chapter 2, Paul says, if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. So much of this is going to start with my mindset. Is my mind where it needs to be? I have my mind full of facts, as you have brought up. I know the example of Jesus. I can maybe even recite for you Philippians 2:5, that I ought to have this mind which is mine in Christ Jesus. But I'm deflated. I'm running low on the zeal that gets me up and moving. And so if that's me here at the end of a long, busy, hectic week, what are some practical things that will be like pumping some fresh air into that deflated tire?
Let's look at another passage, then we'll get to that. In 2 Timothy 2:15, Apostle Paul says, be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth. And I think there's three thoughts that come out of that passage. First is that idea of being diligent, getting on the ball, just getting up and doing it. And again, it's not a matter of I feel like it. Sometimes I just have to. I have to do what the right thing is. I imagine if we could go back to the days of Genesis and we could walk up to old Noah, building that big old ark, say, do you feel like doing this? There might have been days when he would say, no, I don't feel like this, but this is what the Lord has commanded. I really think if we could go to Calvary and see our Lord laying flat with the nails being driven into his hand, and we'd ask him, hey, Jesus, do you feel like doing this? We know the answer to that. He prayed to let that cup pass from him, but thy will be done. So the thy will is what drives us. But this passage also tells us not only to be diligent, to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed. That brings the idea that some workmen ought to be ashamed. What kind of workman would be ashamed? Well, the guy who doesn't do his job. The guy who never shows up, the guy who plays solitaire all day long on the computer, and yet he gets a paycheck. That's the type of workman who ought to be ashamed because he's not diligent. He's not doing what he's supposed to be doing. And then this passage wraps this up by talking about handling accurately the word of truth. That's one of the practical substances that will help us to get that passion back. We look at a Noah. We look at a Jesus. We look at some of these characters in the Bible, and we remind ourselves their lives weren't easy. They went through some difficult things, and yet they were steadfast. They were heroes of faith. They were men of God, and they often overcame lion's dens and fiery furnaces and storms and all kinds of trouble. They did that because they loved the Lord, and they knew that was the right thing to do.
God was at work in them. They worked for God. It started with their will. We're talking about them even today because they submitted themselves to his good pleasure.
So when we talk about this idea of passion, zeal. How do you get that? How do you get that about anything? We could mention in this community here the subject of IU basketball or Kentucky basketball or Louisville basketball. And boy, the fans will rise up. Why? Because they're passionate about their team. That means something to them. And so when we get the idea of understanding that the Lord means something to us, the Lord has done something to us, that lights a fire within us. That gets us going the way we should be. So some of the practical come out of this is, number one, there'll be times that you go to services when you don't feel like it. I just feel like staying in bed today. Maybe it's a dark, rainy day, and it's just a great day that's inviting me to sleep in, but the saints are gathering. God's going to be praised. What is the right thing to do? I need to get down to the church house. And you get down to that church house. Maybe you don't feel like doing that, but something is said. A song is led, or a song is sung, something is said in a prayer, a passage is read, and it's just the right thing that touches your heart. And you go home uplifted, encouraged, and better off. And you think to yourself, boy, I would have missed this had I not been there.
One of God's greatest gifts to us is the gift of each other. If this heaven-bound concept is what I've bought into, what a tremendous blessing to realize I'm not on this road alone. We describe that dynamic around here as traveling companions. And if I allow myself to be distanced from, avoid my traveling companions, that's not going to help me be heaven bound. By God's design, weekly, throughout the week, we gather together with these traveling companions, and maybe I'm weak. I have someone else who's going to help me be strengthened, lift me up. Who knows whether or not by me being there this Sunday, whether or not I can't be that faithful, encouraging traveling companion to someone the following Sunday.
I love the story of a guy who lived at home with his mother. And it was a Sunday morning. He was still in bed. His mother came in there and said, it's time to get up to go to services. And he said, give me two good reasons why I should get up. And she said, number one, you're 40 years old. And number two, you're the preacher. We all have days like that. But what we have to realize is the grander picture, the greater picture, what God wants us to do. And so not only is it a matter of attending services when I may not feel like it, it's a matter of doing the right thing, even when I may not feel like it. It's hard to apologize. It's a lot easier to say, you know, I just don't feel like apologizing. I'll come up with an excuse. I'll blame someone else. But the right thing to do is to apologize when we've wronged somebody. The right thing to do is to forgive somebody when they have come to us with an apology. And the right thing to do is to serve others. When we think about that story of the Good Samaritan, the priest went on the other side of the road, the Levi went on the other side of the road, but that Samaritan, obviously going somewhere else, he could have easily said, I don't have time, this is not a good opportunity for me. But he did the right thing. He didn't say, oh, I don't feel like it, or I do feel like it. The right thing to do was presented, and he chose that.
One of the things that sticks out to me is I think about, okay, maybe I've been there before and I'm going through a dry or a deflated period. Maybe checking where I'm going for refreshment. I enjoy hiking. I get our girls out as often as I can and take them with me. And there have been times that I've learned the hard way. If you're going to go on a long uphill all-day hike, you come to a spot for lunch and you decide you're going to eat a bag full of Cheetos and drink a large Dr. Pepper and top it off with some Reese's peanut butter cups, you're going to get a little bit of refreshment for a moment, but that's not going to be what you need to continue going uphill on that hike. As we relate that to our spiritual journey, if in all of my downtime I'm just mindlessly scrolling through social media, I'm starting the day off by looking at nothing but the latest political news and sports scores, and at night I'm just plopping down on the couch and watching Netflix till I fall asleep, it ought not to be much of a surprise that I don't have much of a spiritual reservoir. Now, where maybe it was a flat tire on the way to heaven, now my fuel gauge is starting to go down and I'm not able to accelerate nearly as much as I ought to be because of where I'm going for refreshment.
There are causes for a person feeling this way. Stress will do this. Being tired will do this. And just as there's causes that create this sensation that I just don't feel like doing something that I ought to do, there's also causes and reasons to get over it. Filling your heart with the Word of God is a wonderful thing to do. Surrounding yourself with people who want to go to heaven is a wonderful thing to do. These things remind you and get your eyes off yourself and get your eyes onto those you can help and onto the Lord. So oftentimes this I don't feel like it feeling is based upon us just looking in the mirror and only seeing ourselves. And by doing that, we forget there's a whole world of people we can help. There's a whole world that needs to see the light of Jesus Christ, and there's a lot of good that we can do.
I've got one more practical tool that really rests in God. But before I get there, are there any other practical encouragements that you would suggest?
You know, sometimes being with somebody who is motivated will help you. You know, you're feeling like you're not motivated. You feel like you're not very passionate. Hook on to somebody who is and be with them and together go do some things. Together pray together. Together read the scriptures together. There's lots of activities a person can do. This congregation, through its website, is putting out tons and tons of material. And right there, am I making myself available to those things? Am I feeding my soul these things? These are things that can help me as I think about the Word of God.
The last thing that came to my mind was being honest with God, being honest with the healer and refresher of the soul. I have jotted down and keep routinely in my Bible a couple of basic prayers that come right out of the book of Psalms. I try and recite one of those to myself when I open up the Bible in the morning for my daily Bible reading. I find them because they've been sprinkled in my head for so long, I find them coming out in my prayers. They're the sort of thing that can sink deep into your heart. We've even got them listed in the discipleship journal that we make available here at Charlestown Road each quarter. Psalm 119 verse 18 says, "Open my eyes to see wonderful things in your law." If you're going through a dry period right now, if you feel like you've got a spiritual flat tire, it doesn't have to be complicated. But you open the Bible, and as you open it, you pray that prayer, Psalm 119, 18, or verse 33, "Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes." Verse 35, "Lead me in the path of your commandments." Verse 36, especially, Psalm 119, verse 36, when I just don't feel like doing it, the psalmist says, "Incline my heart to your testimonies." By God's design, we have hearts that can be turned or inclined, pointed in different directions. And even as he says that, the very next verse, "Give me life in your ways." One of the most profound things I can do when I just don't feel like it is being honest with my Creator. God, I need you to open my eyes. I need you to refresh me. I need you to lead me. And so whatever you have to do to incline my heart, that you would breathe life back into me, would you do that?
We're not saying that it's wrong to be discouraged. I mean, we read all through the Bible different ones who were discouraged. Apostle Paul would say in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 7 that he says, when he came to Macedonia, our flesh had no rest. We were afflicted on every side and conflicted without and within. But God, who comforts the depressed, comforted us. The implication is the Apostle Paul was depressed. We will get discouraged because the world will get you down. The world is not heaven. But what we are saying is you don't move to discouragement street. You don't stay down. You find ways to get yourself back up doing what God wants you to do. And you must become the master of your feelings. So when there's days I don't feel like it, who's in control? My feelings or myself? And that's the things we're trying to drive across with this idea. You don't have to have this flat tire. You can have the motivation and the diligence that I'm going to do what's right when I don't feel good, when the world is on my back, when things seem to be going wrong, but I know what my Lord wants me to do, and I'm going to finish the race. I'm going to keep the faith. I'm going to do what God wants me to do.
As the heaven bound, what a great opportunity, even this weekend. Maybe you've been listening to this on the way to work or on your way home from work, and you're beginning to catch your breath and think about the next few days where you've got a little more margin. What a great opportunity to think about someone, a brother or sister in Christ, who in very practical terms just hasn't been making much progress lately. You can tell everything isn't okay. They have been making progress in the past, but right now they're just going through a difficult time. Who knows the difference that you could make by trying to be an encouragement to them this week? Roger, any closing thoughts?
You know, I think one of the great examples among us are young people. You see that little child coming out of that Bible class, his little paper colored in his hands, his eyes just lighting up, so excited to go back, so excited to come. That spirit, that energy kind of carries over to each of us. There is somebody who loves the Lord and loves to worship the Lord. That's the kind of idea we're trying to get across.
We appreciate you joining us on this journey. We appreciate the encouragement that you have been to us. Each week, we're just opening the Bible and looking for fuel for our spiritual journey to heaven. If you know someone who could be benefited by thinking through these things right along with us, we would love it if you would take the opportunity to share. Share on social media. If you have not yet taken the time to rate and review the podcast, that goes a very long way on Apple Podcasts or on Google in helping people discover the content. Roger, thanks for joining me today. We hope that our time together in God's Word has helped you set your mind on things above and given you a little more fuel for the journey. Always remember, when you're walking with Jesus, you're heaven bound, and the best is yet to come.